The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of ericismybanker.com. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
Happy Saturday. I'm Eric Osnes from ericismybanker.com.
Well, happy Saturday right back
at you.
Well,
there you go. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock bringing you information on real estate and finance.
And all things related with there smiles on our faces.
That's right. That's right. Another busy week out there for home buyers and home sellers.
And it has been.
Yeah. What's going on with the market right now?
Well, it's been feeling, well, as you know, and we'll talk about interest rates here in a little bit. Interest rates having bumped down a bit has created a little bit of a bump in activity. Well, it was a combination of, you know, we had the snow just recently. And in fact, actually, the snow caused me to go out and buy a new vehicle because I get trapped otherwise in my old sports car.
Right.
But, you know, that whole thing is affecting what's going on. One, we had some demand. It also slowed down the pace of listings coming on market. So there's more buyers in the market than there are listings, and even price reductions that are happening. So we're still seeing a lot of stuff coming on, but it's still not outpacing the buyers. Now, I won't say it's a 2-to-1 ratio like we had for a really long time and what caused our big fast-paced market for a while. But it's just slightly better than a 1-to-1 ratio.
Okay, so things are picking up steam here.
Oh, my gosh. We're still seeing, you know, just like we were talking about last week, we're still seeing at least 20% of the property selling at or above list price within the first week of being on market.
Right. I've had quite a few customers actually miss out on offers now where they, they thought they could just kind of take their time.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, think about it, you know, over the weekend or whatever.
Don't rush me.
Yeah, don't rush me. And then all of a sudden there's five other offers on this house.
Oh, but the house I loved.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
And that's the whole thing is we're really trying to educate a lot of our customers about the fact that it's like, look, if this is that beautifully priced or perfect condition, well-priced home, it's going to go. It's just going to go. And so we've had that, you know, like I've seen a lot of activity in the Bothell market in that sweet spot of 450 to 600 down in the South End, you know, especially when we're talking, you know, Kent down through Federal Way and Auburn. And going into North Pierce County, you know, the 250 to 350 market is still on fire. And even up into the 500s, it's going on, it's on fire. And actually, we're still seeing really good pricing, meaning for new construction going on. Mainview, and they're not a sponsor of this show. They're just a company that I've sold several of their properties. And I keep an eye on what's been going on with their pricing in the different market areas where they are here.
Right.
And they just came on with a new development in Renton that starts at 800 and goes up to 950.
Right.
And that's some pretty darn good pricing for that market area.
It's aggressive. Matter of fact, I don't know if you saw, they advertised during the Super Bowl this year, Mainview did.
Yeah.
With some huge price reductions on some of their inventory.
Well, I mean, they're still doing specials and things like that. But, you know, those prices are probably allowing them to do some of those things.
Right. But that's
well,
such
a
departure
a
from
product.
Yeah, and it's a huge departure from what we've been seeing in the new construction market.
Well,
for
I've been seeing
years.
That with almost all of them. But you know, I had so I'm glad you actually asked that question though, because I got into a conversation with one of my customers about that, because he's like, oh well, I'm seeing, you know, a lot of, because I do have several clients I'm working with right now who are in the $1 million price point, right? They're looking in Kirkland and Redmond and Woodinville. Some of them are looking in Seattle. And they're like, well, I'm seeing these product, you know, price drops. I said, well, if it's in a development that has a fairly large plat, you know, you got to remember most of those companies who've moved in here have shareholders behind them, and they have to still make their sales. You know, like Toll Brothers has been doing all kinds of different things, both putting out incentives for the agents as well as to buyers, and you know, and they're a publicly traded company. You know, they still need to make their numbers. So, you know, they're going to do whatever they've got to do to make sure that they get through what they need to do. So Toll Brothers has been doing it. We've seen D.R. Horton doing it. Quadrant has been doing it. I mean, so, you know, if you're looking at new construction, great. But you also have to remember those are in price points where there's jumbos. We also have all those new tax rules. You know, if your mortgage is over a million, you have other interest rate. You know,
for sure. Less deductibility.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So there's, you know, different things impacting different price points. Mm-hmm. And new construction, those guys, what they also don't seem to realize on the consumer side of things is they forget those guys have massive loans that they've got to meet payment requirements on too.
Absolutely.
So they still have to get the numbers in. So, you know, it's business like anything else. And they have to remember that a resale product, well, that's one individual consumer selling a thing. You know, they don't have five widgets to sell. They don't have 200 widgets to sell. They got a thing and it's just predicated on their life circumstances. A builder's doing a completely different, you know, set of circumstances in their environment.
Of course. Yeah. They've got, plus not only they've got their existing inventory, but they've got starts going and new homes going constantly.
Exactly. They got to keep the engine running.
They have to keep the crews busy and working and all of those factors to consider.
Absolutely.
So, and some of these builders are Fortune 100 companies too, you know, so they're not going to make dumb decisions. You know,
they're very
savvy about what they do.
They run their numbers. They
price.
Have their, you know, actuarials.
Absolutely.
They know what they're doing.
Well, speaking of numbers, you want to kind of hear what's
Let's
going on in our markets
them.
Here?
Do we have some actuarial information on?
I don't know about, that, but we are now at a 14-month low point for mortgage rates, which is very, very welcome. It was, you know, a few months back, you know, rates were up over 5%. You know, people would say, what's your rate? And it's like, well, we're at 5.125. Like, oh, my God, you know, that's horrible. And it's like, well, depends on your perspective.
Yes.
You know, my first house is at, you know, 15%. So, you know, it's all kind of depends
mine
on when you came
nine.
Into this market. But but right now we're actually, we've got a little bit of a rally going. So a 14-month low point for interest rates. We're benefiting right now from a few different things. First and foremost, inflation is tame, and it's inflation that's going to cause rates to rise.
Yep.
Inflation's just staying very, very benign. We're also seeing some developments in Europe. The some economies in Europe are fairly slow right now. Brexit kind of looks that's getting sorted out here. It appears there might be a little bit of a compromise going on with Brexit, and that's actually
It does sound like a breakfast item.
It's helped us a little bit, you know, with our rates. But the big one is inflation, and as long as that stays relatively, you know, calm, we'll be, you know, seeing these mortgage rates staying relatively stable. So just this recent drop of it's really impacted a person's buying power. Today, the national average for a 30-year fixed rate conventional loan is 4.41%.
Nice.
And that's just so nice to see. 15-year fixed rates were just hovering right at the 4% mark. FHA and VA loans, 4.08.
Nice.
You know, if you're a veteran out there, gosh, give us a call because, you know, these are just fantastic rates.
Well, and that was a conversation. I can't remember if it was a mutual customer of ours or not, but someone had a question of, well, can I use VA and have 40% down still?
Sure.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah. You can even buy a house for $1.5 million and use VA, and you'll have a little
bit
of a down payment.
FHA is the same way, right? Because I mean,
not $1.5 million, but I mean, you could if you wanted to. But
right, but like with FHA, you can do the same thing as long as that rate's low. You don't have to be a less than 20% for to
you
use FHA.
Don't. However, with FHA, you will pay PMI mortgage insurance on it, regardless of how much you put down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we would shy away from FHA unless we have to. Now, VA, there is no PMI. There is no mortgage insurance. You put zero down.
Oh, you know what? Now I remembered which deal it is. I've got a lot of deals in the pipeline right now. Sorry. It's actually one of the buyers of one of my listings.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They're doing FHA because I remember asking
the
agent,
doing
about,
a
I was
big
like,
down
why
payment?
Are they doing FHA
due
and
to
they're
credit,
40%
probably.
Down? Yeah, I figured it was credit.
Yeah.
Because she kept saying they kept having to work with their lender.
Yeah, FHA is a little bit more lenient. As a matter of fact, you can have a credit score as low as around 550 and still be able to use FHA financing, where with a conventional loan, you've got to be up over 600, 620. You know, to go conventional.
Yeah.
FHA and VA and conventional right now, our loan limit in King, Pierce, Snohomish counties is clear up to $726,000 $525.
Yeah, that's about the price of this property,
yeah,
actually.
There you
go. Yeah. But in their situation, actually, as I explored it with the buying agent, I was kind of like, why are they 40% down FHA?
Yeah.
Right? Because you always kind of want to know who you're doing business with,
right?
And what the issues might be.
What's going on? Yeah.
You know, well, lo and behold, you know, because we always talk about people are doing things in our industry based on, you know, positive things happening in their life and sad things happening,
sure,
in their life, right? And in this case, it was a family, and I think this is one of the reasons why their credit wasn't maybe necessarily so good, but they had this opportunity with a big down payment.
Mm-hmm.
A parent passed away.
Oh.
And so they're taking the inheritance and, yeah, moving close to their sister with their family. And
okay,
so they were able to get the down payment from the inheritance, and probably because they weren't prepared. Because as you know,
yeah,
we work with a lot of people over many months and sometimes years on credit issues.
We sure do.
Because we find out about those after we meet people from our first-time homebuyer classes.
That's right. That's right.
Right? And we have a couple of those. Well, we have several of them coming up.
That's right. That's right. We put a plan together. And it's,
yes,
like, all right, you know, this is what you need to do if you want to get yourself ready to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some customers are willing to do that and jump in there and do the hard work.
Yep.
Others are BTR. Born to rent.
Oh, well, you know, no, I thought you were going to put something else together.
No, I wasn't
sure what it was. No, but I want to say to our listeners, we love it when people come to those classes and they get all excited about the possibilities.
Absolutely.
But
yeah,
the cautionary part is don't jump before, like they say, slow to go fast.
We want you to be successful.
We want you to be successful. So if you jump into it before really setting yourself for a down payment,
right,
and or closing costs, because the thing that we've been seeing in some cases is agents who take someone like that, and then they run out.
They get them excited.
And they get them all excited.
Yep.
And,
yep,
while the market has shifted some, we don't still always have sellers who are willing to give 3% closing costs,
right,
to your zero down payment assistance buyer.
Right.
So,
right,
you got to be super cautious and be prepared. And it's, yes, better to have that put in place first and really work on your budgeting. Because if you're doing a bad job of budgeting to begin with and you don't prep before you buy, you might find yourself in trouble.
You got it. Well, stay tuned. We've got more Open House with Team Reba. When we come back, we've got a great guest here, Randy Banneker. We'll be talking about
land zoning.
There you go. Woo, woo.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.